Hey, I got a few sports stories here that I thought were kind of interesting. Let's start with the Detroit Lions, first of all.
Yeah.
The Lions, of course, in training camp. What, September 8th?
2 weeks from Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Football
season?
I'm sorry,
2 weeks from Sunday. I'm sorry, that's when the Lions start. Yeah. Two weeks from Sunday.
Because they're in the Sunday thing, so. And preparations. Remember, it's all just training camp and whatever kind of interest squad scrimmaging they might do.
It's almost like the NFL is following what college football does, because college football does not have a preseason. So they just kind of just go right into it, and that's what's going to happen with the NFL.
Well, the Lions are doing their best to put game situations into their practice sessions. And the other day, apparently, the situation was the offense was backed up against its own goal line.
Uh-huh.
A familiar position for the Lions.
I was going to say, they're practicing what they know best.
And they had to power out for breathing room. You know the drill. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to take the snap, and you're going to power that running back.
Hat on hat, and you just push.
A couple of yards here, a couple of yards there.
Well, on the very first snap of the drill, quarterback Matthew Stafford muffed the exchange from center Frank Ragnow.
Oh, no.
Had to fall on the loose ball in the end zone and resulted in a safety.
I was right. They're practicing what they know best.
It might not seem like a big deal, but, and this is where you have to admire the leadership, I'd say, of Stafford, and Ragnow, I'd add to that too. They both ran a lap around Ford Field as a failure to execute the play properly.
Very good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. A little self-discipline, yeah.
Exactly right. As it says here, showing no individual stardom, the quarterback and the center.
Yeah.
Or just like everyone else on the field.
Of course, the shape those guys should be in running one lap is hardly punishment.
Well, you know, they had to get to the next offensive play.
Yeah.
that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And staying with the football theme here. So the word is out, and am I reading more into this? You'll have to tell me. You're paying more attention to this, because I saw the story that talked about how there are reports coming out. The Big Ten is considering several domes as sites for a potential winter 2021 football season. And one of those domes, they say, includes Ford Field,
right, which
is, you know, roof enclosed.
Would seem appropriate.
Yeah. But I was intrigued by it says potential winter 2021 season, because I remember they talked about, I thought they talked more of a spring season, or is this what they're talking about?
I think that's what they're talking about, that they would get started, sounds like, in February. Is that correct?
I didn't see any time reference.
I mean, I can't see them playing in January during the NFL playoffs. I mean, I think they want to make sure they would get some of the space to themselves.
Past the Super Bowl, too.
And winter, it still would be winter if they started playing right after the Super Bowl and went through mid-March.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you think they'd look for a dome in warmer climate, shall we say?
Yeah, and also in Big Ten territory, right?
Well, yeah, that's the key there, because if you're going to stay with the geographic Big Ten territory, you've got to
Detroit's Big Ten territory.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, but
and Minneapolis has been thrown out there, too, and Syracuse, I believe, has been thrown out there.
Oh, I forgot about the dome there.
They got a dome there.
Well, I must tell you, though, I am suspect that this is actually true.
Why? Oh, because I know why. Go ahead.
Yes, Pat knows why. Because the source apparently originally was from the president of the Ohio State football parents group. How can you trust anything? And then, even furthermore, it was later confirmed by the Buckeyes athletic director and reported in the Columbus Dispatch. This has got fake news written all over it, I got to tell you, folks. Come on!
Oh.
You can't trust anything coming from that? I mean, jeez. I mean, one source is bad enough, and they try and cover it up with two, and trying to make the trifecta thing, well, you know, we got three sources here. No, sorry, it's all from Ohio. So I don't believe it.
Yeah. They want to play football because they are starting the year ranked at number two. So they want to try their best to somehow get some football.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's probably exactly right.
I think that's really
right.
Why. But I'm with you. I need a better source than that.
Mm-hmm. And get all the draft eligible players in front of the scouts.
All those players that are already being paid illegally.
Those are the ones.
Tattoos. And, that's right.
All those kinds of things. Oh, yes. All right. So one more sports story for you here. And this is, I love this. This comes from Serena Williams from the World Tennis. She is in preparation, and I'd forgotten this because the story tells me here. The U.S. Open starting next week?
It starts next week. Wow. Starts on Monday.
Of course, the Open being done very differently this year. There's, unfortunately, a number of players who are not going to be there. Although, for the men's draw, they do have Novak Djokovic.
They have Novak Djokovic, but they don't have Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer. Yeah.
And Roger would have missed anyway, right?
He has a knee injury. Yeah.
But Serena plans to play, and she's going through a tune-up tournament right now, although she lost. Tuesday, it says here, a shock defeat. She lost in the round of 16, a big blow, as it says here, to her preparations for next week's U.S. Open, where the 38-year-old is bidding for a record-equaling 24th Grand Slam singles title. Williams apparently was not happy with her play. In fact, at one point, she flung her racket into the empty stands and received a time violation. But she was really hard on herself, talking about how she put herself in the situation, and here's how she described it. She says, it was tough. I literally should have won that match. There was no excuse. I literally put myself in that situation. You know, it's like dating a guy that you know sucks. It's literally what I was doing out there. It's like I have to get rid of this guy, and it just makes no sense. It's frustrating.
Nice. I like that. Nice.
Well, guess what? That means she's human. She actually missed shots, you know?
Yeah.
Every woman out there probably knows. And dare I say, we could probably flip it around.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
for every guy out there,
everybody's had that experience.
Has been that situation.
You ever flung your rack, Pat?
Oh, there have been times that my rackets have been known to become airborne. Yeah. Aerodynamic. Yeah,
when I got my first tennis racket, my father paid a lot of money for it and told me if I damaged it, I was toast.
It was the most pristine tennis racket ever.
Yes. Remember, I grew up watching John McEnroe, so I wanted to emulate him as a little boy.
Well, give you an idea how long ago it was for me. My racket was an Althea Gibson model.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
11-ply with cat gut.
Wow.
Custom fit at the Lee Tennis Center in New York, Lee Tennis Company in New York. And, I mean, you know, the grip was fitted to you. Everything was fitted to me. Didn't help, but it was all fitted to me.
And where is that racket today?
Yeah,
probably was kindling for somebody someplace. I don't know.
Too bad you might have had a treasure on your hand.
That's in the days you had to use a press to keep it from warping and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This just reminds me, Charlie, can you give me 2 minutes on Monday? Do you know what I have to do?
Oh, my gosh,
I haven't been able to do it since the wintertime, since the Australian Open. Mm. I get to give my predictions, my tennis predictions.
Oh.
Who will win the U.S. Open? Give me 2 minutes.
You're going to have to actually do some research. On the men's draw, I can probably guess.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be easy. Yeah.
Well, I'll go out on a limb and think Joker's going to be your pick there. But on the women's draw, it could be interesting here.